That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures, and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
4th of July is over, and we're entering the rest of this month, and the message that I have for everybody is that July will be the most important month of this year, and this will be a memorable month like the year 1968 or the year 2001, and we're going to find out why. Sometimes towards the end of this month, we have one eclipse coming this week, we have another eclipse around the 26th, and it's going to be interesting to see the real fireworks. You think you saw fireworks? You haven't seen anything yet. Hey, we're lucky tonight. I have Sharon Lynn White on again, and she's recognized internationally as a name expert. And she can determine one's strengths, challenges, and purposes of your life by deciphering your name. Sharon created Nemology Science, the science of the placement of the letters in the name. After 15 years of research, and followed by 3 years of testing her theories in over 70 countries, including Russia, India, and China. I am so excited that she's joining us tonight. And guess what? Sharon is preparing for the Oprah of Radio Coast to Coast. She will be given a date soon, I'm certain. We're going to be talking about some fun things, and it is a call-in show. I do want you to call us and give us your questions and your name and anything that you need to ask related to it. And also, we are going to have, give me a second here, 888-429-5471. We're going to talk about the names of hurricanes and what they do. Can you tell a book is well written by the author's name? And how can we get her book? And what else is she doing? We all want to know about that. So, hello, Sharon. How are you?
Always a pleasure to be with you, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. And I do want to remind people that you are on every second Sunday of the month at this time, which is great. So what's going on with you? Tell us about what you're doing lately.
Well, I've been working with a lot of people behind the scenes. I'm into this charity thing of helping children that are don't have parents that have been taken away for some reason or another, to make sure that they're safe, that they're in good foster homes, and that they're getting well fed.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That's
what's been taking my time recently.
It's taken a lot of it, I'm sure.
Well, I'm working with farmers, so that I'm literally being the transport between farmers and delivering the food to make sure that they're getting very fresh food and not creating a burden on the people that have said graciously, yes, you can come into our homes and join us.
Oh, that's great. Now, I know you have a book, and so many of my listeners want to know if the book tells you how to do what you do.
It does. The first book does. It's Know the Name, Know the Person, and it literally spells the beans on everything about the personality. I did not leave anything out, even though advisors said,
wonderful,
make it in, you know, leave this out or make it into more books. I put it all into one. And
good.
Then Know the Name, Know the Spirit is all about someone's purpose. That's from the soul's point of view. And it also discusses what happens if the personality and the soul disagree. What do you do?
Oh, that's interesting. See, that's good, exciting reading, you guys. We're having calls very quickly tonight. And so are you ready to take some?
I'm ready.
We got a Corky N from New Hampshire. And Corky's real name is Nelson. Good evening, Corky. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
What is your question for Sharon tonight?
Well, I wanted to find out what she thought my future career would be. I'm currently a sports inventor, but I started going into schools teaching kids how to create inventions and also how to prevent school shootings. It's a brand new program.
Wonderful.
Yes. So when I look at your
original name.
Yeah. When I'm looking at your original name. It
yes,
says
ma'am.
That right. You had to leave home to really find out who you were. And then you're like the prodigal son, you could come back. But first you had to leave and go figure a lot of things out for yourself. And it also says you've got a combination in there that says we've got the ego or the belief in self to go forward and do what we need to do and also enable to serve. There's a real good balance in your original name between seeing the world as it really is and having the inner strength and courage to go forward, even against a lot of challenges. Okay. So when you changed your name, it literally said, now I want to be the one in charge. I want to make sure everything is fair. I want to be the leader and I want to be likable. So when you're going forward doing what you're doing, it is a wonderful service and you cannot help but be successful.
Well, that's fantastic, Sharon. I appreciate that analysis immensely.
Oh, you're so welcome. Elizabeth, did you want to add anything to that?
I do. Nelson, remember that you need to join in with your meditation and set up a meditation practice so that you can manifest quickly. And when you set up a meditation practice, a lot of the karma that you're pre-programmed to go through gets lifted. And that's important for everyone to know. So begin that in harmony with what Sharon says. And take it from there, right, Jerome?
Right. You've got it going. Good luck.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you so much, ladies. Yes, ma'am.
We have another
thank
one.
You so much.
We've got a lineup here. We have Debbie D-E-B-B-I-E-I-C-G from Connecticut. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Did we get that right?
It's Debbie with a G as in George.
Okay. So what's your question for tonight, Debbie?
Oh, yeah. My question just involves money, finances. I'm very concerned. I just feel like I'm very overwhelmed. I feel like I'm just getting hit with a lot of bills, which we always pay all of our bills off on time. And I just wanted to see, what do you see for my financial future? Do I have to be concerned?
When I'm looking at it, it looks like it's a little bit scary and up and down. It kind of looks like a sine wave to me, the way your name is laid out until about February of 2019. And then it starts straightening itself out. It's got a little bit of concerns again in March and April, but you're already on the, we're getting rid of this. And the last part of 2019 looks really good for you. And after that, I don't see any real concerns. It's just right now, it's really scary. So my recommendation would be incredibly conservative until you can get to February of 2019.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
And Debbie, according to the astrology, the trouble starts at the end of this month and goes through October. So that's right in harmony with what Sharon said. So she said it would pick up in the late fall. Trouble starts in July for everybody with money, right after the second eclipse on the 26th. But that's just what Cheryl said. And it lives in October. Right. So look to that and be conservative until then.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out. We have a Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, M, Mary, from Connecticut, line 3. Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, hi. How are you? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
I'm good.
And what question do you have for Sharon?
Well, I would just like generalities. I'm quite old, as you probably hear, and I'd just like a general synopsis of where I'm going and what's happening with my relatives, my granddaughters, my grandson.
Well, we're just going to do your name. Tell her about her name, Sharon.
Okay. Your name, Lorraine, says that you have had an incredible amount of challenges while you've tried to take care of everybody else. And I'm not sure from your name that everybody else appreciated all that you tried to do for them. It seems like you worked really hard on other people's behalves, but didn't get the thank yous or the kudos that you thought might be coming. Okay. Your name also says that you either are getting too much alone time, or then there's too many people all around at one time. It's like one extreme or the other. You know, there's too many around, or there's not anybody around. And
there's nobody around.
Yeah, it's always an extreme, one or the other. But it says that you need a lot of private time, because that's when you look at things, you reanalyze things, you go back in and you look at things from different perspectives. And your name tells me that you were supposed to have a lot of alone time in this lifetime, and that you had to be really concerned with or aware of how many times people would take from you when you didn't want to give something. Like they would take your energy, or they would take your ideas, or they would take your help, but there's not the reciprocation. So this is a lifetime of literally learning to be okay with giving without any expectations of things coming back.
I see.
You know, it's a tougher lifetime, but it's a good one, you know, for the soul. For the soul. You know, sometimes hard on the personality. Joyce, did you want to add to that what you're seeing through your psychic eye?
I feel, Lorraine, that it's going to be a quiet summer, but things will pick up in the fall.
I see.
Don't feel alone. Just start doing some nice reading of books and do the things that interest you. You've helped so many other people. It's time for you to think of you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, thank you.
And then now we have Teresa W. from New Jersey. Teresa, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. And what is your question for Sharon tonight?
Just in general, I have many things I'd like to ask, but what comes out with my name? I'll start with that.
Okay, Teresa, do you have an H in your name?
Yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. So your whole name is, it's like you're the detective. You're the one that everybody's going to come dump all their problems on and expect you to solve them for them. One of your largest challenges is not taking on other people's problems as your problem. Instead, because you're giving them good ideas, then it's almost as if they say, okay, then you're going to solve this for me and I don't have to worry about it, right? So they're kind of like handing you off their problems. And so one of the things that you came to learn in this lifetime is how to hand it back. And so how you do that, because the answers are always in the name, is to literally say, okay, we've had this great discussion. What are you going to do next? And when you ask them what they're going to do next, it's like you're handing their problem back to them, so you're not taking it on for yourself. But your name says that you made yourself likable and people trust you, and you're not going to change who you are to get liked, but you're also a constant learner. And it's a part of your name says, go ahead and give yourself permission to enjoy the physicality of life. What can you do with a body that you can't do with not a body, and give yourself permission to really enjoy those things?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Linda, for calling. For calling. Let's find out. Linda's up next. Linda L. from Montana. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, this is
Good
Elizabeth
evening.
Joyce from Let's Find Out. What is tonight we have Sharon on, who's doing names and nemeology, and this is really exciting. What is your question for Sharon?
My question is I sold my house, and I don't know where I'm moving to. Right now I'm just driving around visiting. I'm visiting people in Oregon now, and I don't know where to go next. I'm not really pushed to go buy a new piece of property. I'd like to know if you can give me some direction.
When I'm looking at Oregon for you, since you mentioned Oregon, there's a lot of conflict. It's like if you got there, your name and Oregon's name has a lot of conflict, and I don't think after a year you'd like being there. You have two very compatible states that are kind of in the same area. Idaho in Sandpoint or in Haley, Idaho, especially Sandpoint area, would really match your name, and I think you'd really love living there. The other thing that's in your name is in Vancouver, Washington State. You'd also like that place. Uh-huh. That's a lot of matching with your name.
Thank you. And what do you say in my name? Can you give me my name?
Your name says that you're like an administrator. You can take charge of anything and help everybody. Your name really indicates that you would have healing powers or some kind of medical help, like you could run an assisted living program if you wanted to. That you're very good at helping people and at the same time organizing, being the leader, and the one that goes forth and brings people forward in their lives. Your name also indicates that you got to watch your knees, because it says that the largest challenge health-wise from part of the name that you gave me is your knees. And so you always want to be aware, especially getting in and out of cars, that you're not twisting your knees. Elizabeth, you want to add
funny.
To that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've been told they should be replaced, and I won't do that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Very painful. Well, Linda, good luck to you. You do have a wonderful person. That's on our show once every quarter, named Mark Dodich, who could do your astrology and your ley lines to where's the best place you should live astrologically. You might want to get in touch with him. His information is on the Let's Find Out page on Station 2.
I think at one time you'd given me the name of Spirit Lake, which is just north of, it's just south of Sandpoint, basically.
There you go. I must be psychic. Okay, Linda. Thank you very much for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
Okay, we got more calls coming in.
I love that when there's so much harmony between what the name says and what you're able to see psychically.
I just told her that 6 months ago, and she's still waiting around, right?
I'd say get up and do it this September.
That's so funny. Okay, we have Yvette C. from Florida. It's Y-V-E-T-T-E. How are you, Yvette?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm excited to have the opportunity to speak to you, Elizabeth and Sharon.
And what is your question tonight?
My question tonight is, I'm actually new to the state of Florida. I'm originally from New York, and I came here because I got married started, you know, my new family. But it's, I'm having challenges as far as career. I want to get into a career. I took my exam last month, and I flunked it by 1 point. And I've just been going through my roller coaster of emotions. So,
what's the career? What's the career?
Exactly.
What is the career?
Loan originator.
Pardon?
Loan originator in the mortgage business.
A loan originator.
Oh, I was just going to say, you have real estate in your name, but you're dealing with the loans. That's exactly perfect for you. Don't give up. Okay, this is just a hard time period for people, but don't give up because you have real estate and loan management. Who are the people that, when you're going through real estate and then the title companies, that's where you belong, is with those title company people. And I don't know what the jobs are called, but you have that real estate title thing in your name, Yvette. So just because you missed by a point, go back and do it again.
Where are you located in Florida, Yvette?
I'm in Longwood, in Orlando area.
Oh, okay. I have friends down in Boca in real estate. Anyway, I do feel that, when is your birthday, a month and day?
June 9th.
June 9th. Okay, no wonder you're being tossed around. I do feel that that's going to change. You'll see a change towards the end of August. I do astrology, Yvette, but you'll see a change towards the end of August, and I see success for you in September. So don't give up. I'm with Sharon. You need to stay with what you're trying to do and keep going. Nothing happens easily. You know that. Visualize yourself already in the job. Get a job that's an assistant to real estate and visualize yourself there, and it will happen.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Okay, take a deep breath, Sharon. We got another call.
Okay.
And I have to just say, we are here doing numerology science, and it's about names, and I do want to talk about a few things, but we'll take Ella's call from California. Ella, A-L-L-A, last initial A, from California. Are you there,
Ella? Yes, I'm here. My initial is, though, K, not A. Ella,
oh, okay.
K.
K, okay, Ella
my
K.
birth is 5/11/55.
What's your question for Sharon?
My question is for Sharon is, I've been retired from my job for over almost 20 years working with children, and I feel like I'm still have a lot of energy and a lot of things to offer. I just cannot find the place where I can be more helpful and be more of service. So that's why I'm calling, to see what you guys can suggest to me.
Okay, so what your name is telling me is that, you know, the people that go in and families are really, really busy and the parents are very prominent and they need a very trusted, silent type person that's not going to spill all their secrets, to go in and take care of their kids so they don't have to worry about their children when they're out, or even to go in and spend the night so that when the babies are waking up, that you get up with the babies and your night's disturbed, but they can get a good night's sleep because they're under high pressure jobs. It's, and I don't know what those jobs are called. I want to call it like a nanny, but I think it's more than that. It's more than a babysitter. It's like a professional child expert. But I'm seeing that that would be very good for you when you're just taking care of, especially just the babies, because it doesn't take as much energy when they're that young and little, and you can get up and just adore that child. And what I'm seeing is, like, you get paid like $25 or $30 an hour for doing that out where you're living.
Okay.
So think about
it. Anything else? I don't really like a lot. I don't really like babies. I like older kids. Babies are not really my specialty. I only could handle my own daughter when she was baby.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, I don't see that there's a whole lot of work involved with that. It's like two or three times a night you're getting up and you're changing a diaper and you're feeding and you're putting the baby back in the crib.
I think she wants to be more of a teacher and helping the young. But I think also, Dorothy, that that can be dangerous as well. You have to be very, very careful. Why don't you see what you can do for the state of New Jersey? You're in New Jersey. Why don't you go to your county?
No. I am not. This is not Dorothy. This is Ella, and I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go to your state and ask them where you could fit in Homes for Hard to Place Children or helping with seventh to ninth grade, whatever you do. And they'll fit you in someplace. Maybe it would be volunteer, but it would be something.
And I just keep seeing you working at night with kids, you know, or just like in the very morning hours. I don't know why your name is showing me, Allah, that it's like you're really good at either end of the day, like really early in the morning or really late at night with those kids. And so, I mean, if you want to do older kids instead of babies, I don't know, your name says that you'd actually be very good with babies. But you can do any age, you know, children are children. But I would really look at, can you be a daycare person for a very important family that has a lot of kids, and you're the one that they leave in charge of their kids, because there's, you know, you could be the teacher with them. You could be the helper. You have a lot more freedom with them, because mm-hmm. you can teach them whatever you want to teach. And it's kind of like bringing in all of your resources, and your name says all right at the beginning. Which means you don't want to be limited to just this or just that or just something else. And so you'd have more freedom in your scope of what you're sharing with kids. So, you know, if there's a family that, you know, that wants you to take care of them, there's like different agencies that you can go to, and they certify you that you're safe and that you know what you're doing with kids, and then they place you. And I don't know why I keep seeing that your first placement is babies, but that opens the door, and then people talk about you, and then you get what you want. It's like your second family you're placed with, you're getting what you want.
Okay, well, I'm right. Definitely not working with babies. Unless I'm going to have my own grandchild.
I dare you, Ella, to start a teen center for after school and early evening, and don't have one computer in it. Not one computer. Start a center.
I see.
With no computers and see what happens. Good luck. Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. It was fun. Bye-bye. Bye.
And we have Dorothy W. from New Jersey on line one, and she's going to be our last one before we go to break. So anybody else that's calling needs to wait a little while. Dorothy W.
Yes.
From New Jersey. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. What's your question for Sharon tonight?
I'm going to be retiring in a couple of years, and I'm New Jersey's very high in taxes, so I'm thinking of moving to another state. Do you see anything good for me?
When I'm looking at your name, the states that have the first vowel of an E are going to be the best for you, like Texas and Tennessee is what comes to mind right away.
Or Delaware.
Delaware, because it starts with that D-E.
Delaware.
Yes. Delaware, any of the states that have the second letter of an E, but even between, I like Delaware. Thanks for bringing that one up, Elizabeth. I liked Tennessee better than Texas. It's kind of like you need to stay on the east side of the Mississippi. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So any state that has a first vowel of an E in it would work really well for you.
Well, the joke about Delaware, of course, is that all of the corporations incorporate in Delaware because it's got the lowest taxes, and it does. 4%.
Oh, well, that was...
And it's only down the road from your relatives, Dorothy. It's next door.
Yes, that's true. I wasn't sure if it should be Pennsylvania, though, you know. I wasn't sure it was sort of like maybe there.
Pennsylvania is a very good state, and it has that P.
And Pennsylvania has.
If you stay in
the
upper
half. Second letter.
Yeah, it does. And Dorothy, if you take a horizontal line halfway through, Pennsylvania, you need to be in the top half of that Pennsylvania, not the bottom half.
Bucks County's in the bottom half.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the name says.
Okay. Try Delaware,
okay,
Dorothy.
Great.
Let us know.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are having a great fun tonight with Sharon Wythe. And we will be back after these messages. Thank you so much for listening. And we have more calls coming.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 9th through July 15th, 2018. July continues to have Mars retrograde through August. Adding to that, Mercury turns retrograde on the 25th in Leo, and two eclipses are in between. An extremely hot and active summer lays ahead. Mars retrograde through August has you reviewing and revising your aspirations and ambitions. Make sure that the actions you take are working towards your future goals and not just doing the same old comfortable rut thing. It's also good to detach from the world a bit if you are able to. The July 12th Cancer Capricorn partial solar eclipse brings in new energy. It's the first in a series of Cancer Capricorn eclipses that will begin and occur in 2019. Begin to keep a journal to know what occurs in your life at this time, because it's an indication of what's coming to you in 2019. Be sure to watch your emotions and whatever triggers them. Cancer is associated with home, family, food, children, emotions, and residential real estate, so pay attention and tread carefully in these areas. This is another busy week. It brings an intense supermoon partial solar eclipse, as well as Jupiter turning back into a direct motion, a most difficult opposition along with a tricky sign change. Although this may be a lucky week for some, July promises to be the most eventful month of 2018. With all that's going on now in the universe, you can expect some of our Hollywood and political icons to be crossing over, as well as possible suicides, anger in the streets, and upsetting events in the news beginning this week. There is a challenging communication and traffic aspect early on Monday morning. Allow extra time or start late on Monday morning. Also on Monday, Venus enters Virgo until August 6th. This is not an easy combination and becomes harder to enjoy life's pleasures. If you have anyone in your life who is overly critical, Venus becomes a total perfectionist about money as well as social relationships. So heads up. However, it is a good combination for working on home or office beautification. Maybe you need to redo your office or get a new desk or something important like that. Make a list and you can accomplish a great deal. On Tuesday, finally, expansive Jupiter ends his backward cycle that began in early March. In the weeks ahead, you can put constructive effort into expansive new projects, but know that it will be September before there is better traction to move these projects forward. The downside of Jupiter going direct is that it's in the water sign of Scorpio, which can bring storms, rain, and massive flooding, as well as volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. Wednesday, July 11th could bring an exciting meeting with a stranger or a note from your bank that there are more funds available to you. Jupiter direct brings good news and always opens the door for good fortune. This is a good day to purchase that lottery ticket. Wednesday evening is excellent for getting out of your routine and meeting friends. The partial solar eclipse on Thursday brings a supermoon as well as Pluto, the planet of crisis, karma due, and transformation, opposing both the sun and the moon. This is not a time for travel, new beginnings, or expressing new ideas. Instead, it's a time to batten down the hatches, meditate, and pull back. Do not schedule surgery, dental work, or any other important events at this time. If you already have, it's best to reschedule. The effect of any eclipse arrives 2 weeks before and lingers 2 weeks after the eclipse. Since we have another lunar eclipse at the end of the month, allow July to be your reflective and healing month. Reach out to others who may feel isolated and depressed and try to uplift their spirits. Venus moves in with her gentleness on the weekend to ease Saturn's wrath and remind us all that business can also be light, fun, and cheerful. And now it's time to get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and Sharon Waith. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the 7 energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these 3 books. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arms.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P.
You could go on all day.
Q, R, S, T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. WXYZ. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
That's my Perry. He's such a crooner. I dedicate this to Sharon because I think he started figuring out mnemology in the 50s. He got a good start, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he did.
We have two more callers. We have Cheryl M. from Maryland. And Danette, we'll get to you in a minute. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, thank you for holding on so long. Can you please tell me what you'd like to ask Sharon?
Well, I'd like to know about my name and any career advice.
Okay. You have science in your name, so how you want to do that, whether you want to apply that to a scientific field or a different field, it doesn't matter, but you're very scientifically oriented. Like, you know, they do that deductive logic reasoning, and they figure things out, and they're the detectives, and they, you know, they take us to new places, and they become specialized in what they're doing. Cheryl, your name tells me that as your life gets older, it actually gets better, and you saved your very best years for the very at the tail end, which is kind of cool. So you can always look forward to a better year than the one before. And it also tells me that you do better when you're the one in charge. That's how you learn. But that sometimes you cause things to be harder than they have to be. But you do that so that you help your memory. Because if not, you start thinking, oh, that was so easy last time. What did I do? How did I do that? And then when you don't remember, it bothers you and you waste time. So you've learned that if you make things a little bit more difficult at the beginning, then when you go to do it again, you go, oh yeah, I remember how I did that one. Now I want to change it this way. But in your career field, you know, if you're working with people and helping people in some sort, I mean, it's almost like you could be a doctor, but you could also be a therapist. You could also be a coach. You know, it's just like you've got this very great ability to think and keep everything organized in your mind and then be able to use all that knowledge and apply it in a way where it could really help others when it comes out from you after you listen to them.
Okay, great. Oh, this is wonderful.
Well, I hope that was helpful, Cheryl. And you know you can reach Sharon offline too. But thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
All right. You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And now we have Danette from Florida. How are you, Danette? Did you get us?
Yes. Thank you for allowing us to call in. I've been reading your emails now for about a year, and I'm like, it just kind of hit me, bam. Let's see if she has something going on.
All right.
I called in. my question is similar to the lady just before me. I ended a job that I was, it was extensive travel for a couple of years, and I just got really weary of being on the road all the time. And so now I'm really at a loss at which direction to seek future employment. There's just so much out there. So I was wondering if you could read anything.
There is a lot out there. You know, you're very, very good, Annette, at anything that's organized. You could be a professional organizer. You could go into people's offices and clean it up, straighten it out, color code it, do whatever you have to, and show them where to keep their files and how to be incredibly proficient at that. You could go into somebody's house and say, you know, this is junk. This needs to go to the trash. This needs to go to Goodwill. And this
what
is
time what are you coming over, Danette?
Wow, it's so funny because I do this for my friends every time they buy a new house. I set up the kitchen, I set up the bathrooms, because it's chaos for them, and it's like I just see it, and they don't. So
yeah,
I do that.
Become a professional
for
organizer. Yeah, do it for others and get paid for it.
I can't believe it, because I've been doing the mantras, you know, I get paid for being me. I get paid for being me. So I will look into that, definitely. Thank you so much.
I want to give you a tip, Danette. Go to your real estate people and tell them that as they sell the house, they can have you on their recommendation list for organization and moving in.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. That's an amazing lead generation avenue. Thank you so much, Miss Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, you take care, and thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you, dear. God bless you guys. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. You too.
Sharon, we got to keep our promise to our people. We need to talk about hurricanes. And the name of the month, energetically, a writer wanted to know if the month had anything to do with the hurricane, and what about the hurricanes this year?
Okay. First of all, I haven't ever looked at the month and coordinated it. So that's a great question. I'll have to look at that. But with the names this year, what you'll notice is a lot, if you look at the history of the names, when the hurricane name ends in an O, it's like saying it wants attention, but it needs, and it wants to be remembered, but it wants something else in there also that'll give it the punch. Okay. So it's not just a wannabe. So when I'm looking at Alberto, there was nothing else in the name. So it kind of came and went, and who ever heard of it? Then you're looking at Beryl or whatever. And that's not a stable storm, but there's not enough strength in it to do any damage, real damage. Okay. It's got instability in the name. So then comes Chris, and Chris likes to do things the hard way. So that's going to be a fickle storm. It's going to go this way, that way. It's going to keep him teasing, but it's not going to do any real permanent damage. Debbie is too nice to do damage. Now you get to Ernesto. Now, Ernesto has an O at the end, which means I want to be a storm that gets remembered. And just like Humberto and Herberto and Hugo.
Yeah.
You know, and Otto, all of those have been, you know, quieted down, or they don't use them anymore because they, at one time, they were really strong storms. And here you've got another one with Ernesto, and Ernesto's name says, I am stubborn and I am persistent. And then they end in that O. So that's a storm to watch. And Florence, you think about Florence Nightingale, you know, there's your sweethearts. That's just going to come and go. Gordon. The name Gordon has self-sabotage in it. So I'd like to see whether that storm like erupts upon itself or tries to erupt over land. That one's going to be an interesting one to watch to see how self-sabotage comes out in a storm.
And could he also merge with another storm and self-sabotage?
He certainly could.
That's what I was feeling. Strange, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's one to watch. Then Helene and Isaac, then there comes Joyce. Now, Joyce is a powerful name. I'm watching that one. Because if you look through the history of the names, I always jokingly say, with reincarnation, I'm coming back as a J-O. Because that's such a punch that's got so much good stuff with it and such a strength. And so I'm looking at the name Joyce and I'm going, it's got all strong letters. It's like Joyce is going to do what Joyce wants to do and just go for it. You know, so that's one I'm going to watch. Then I'm looking at Kirk and Leslie and Michael, and I'm thinking, Michael could do things the hard way, but I'm not worried again until we get to Oscar. And I'm not sure this season we're going to get all the way down to the O's, but Oscar is one that literally it's like it'll cover an area and backtrack and come get you in the back when you're not expecting it. So the ones I'm going to be watching for this year are Ernesto and Gordon and Joyce and Oscar.
Okay, thank you so much. That's really neat. I wish you could tell us the months that they're coming in. I think we are going to get Oscar. I'm seeing it around Halloween for some reason. I don't know why.
Maybe because it's October and it's Oscar.
Well, that could be. There you go. You got an O with an O. Oh, boy, now we're in trouble. I wanted you to have time to give out your contact information. And do you have a phone number that people can call?
It's knowthename.com gives you all kinds of information and the least expensive way of buying the book. And then the phone number to call at the office is 210-355-6115. Again, that's 210-355-6115.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for tonight. This was really a lot of fun. And I know that everything depends on the name. If it's spelled differently, like Debbie, it's spelled many, many different ways. And if it was spelled differently for another Debbie, it would be a different message. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is, because it all depends on the placement of the letters and where they fall.
Good. Well, you'll be back again in August, and so everybody can put their feet up on the beach and tune in. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Elizabeth. Thank you.
And now it's time for our meditation, so please get ready. Next week, it will be a teaching program, and I'm going to be talking about my new book that I'm writing, which is called Backstage. And it's all about how spirit works. It's about how the energy works. It's about how the energy has to happen before the action. And I'm asking everybody in the audience to please write me your stories. I want to hear how you have had a surprising outcome from something that you did and you never expected the outcome. I think they're called miracles, or they're called synchronicity is the word I was trying to think of. So write me and let me know, and you might have a chance to be in my book. The address is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. Again, it's elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I got mixed up. But anyway, I would love to hear from you, and we'll be talking about that next week. And after that, of course, we have our wonderful Frank St. James. So let's get ready for the meditation. The meditation tonight is from Ascension, Meld Into the Light. The song before that is from my William Vitalis, who is absolutely brilliant in songwriting. It's called Moonlight on My Window, and it's to remind you that the moonlight is just as important in the sunlight, because in the sunlight we do our activities, and in the moonlight we do our internal activities through dreaming and our blessed higher self, and we really go back to who we really are. And we finish with Richard Schulman and New Beginnings. The violinist is Adriana Contadino. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time, and good night. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete
when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it, join with it, meld into it, and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.